Begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma, daf Ayin Dal. Begin 11 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we introduced the 8th perek Masechtas Yuma, perek Yom Kippurim, where we spoke about that on Yom Kippurim it's usher, it's forbidden with those 5 inuim that the Mishnah mentioned. On that, the Gemara asked, it says in the terminology of the Mishnah, usher, that's forbidden? It's more than just usher. It's actually a chiv of karis. One gets karis if one violates these isurim. So why is it lashon of iser? On that, the Gemara answered that it's talking about a chatzi shir, less than the shir, minatoyev, or kaisevas agasa, of a large date, which biblically it's only going to be usher if one has that shir, that we're telling you that chatzi shir is usher even less than that, and that is that we had a machlikis in the Gemara regarding Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we're going to elaborate on in the current daf, regarding this, that chatzi shir is usher, is that minatoyev, but the shir of the punishment is only when you have a kaisevas agasa. And that's what we're saying, there's not going to be karis, but it will be usr, even less than that. Or kondesh lachash, that rish lachash, that's at least rabbinically. However, the Gemara asks on the premise of the question, as the Gemara says, v'chol heicha detani adnish karis loitani usr. The question the Gemara asked was, what do you mean, usr? What do you mean? It's more than just forbidden. It's not just a loisase or rabbinically, or like a reich and rish lachash. It's a chiv karis if one does violate one of these 5 inuim. So why does it say usr? And the Gemara is asking now on that assumption, who said that we don't say a terminology of forbidden when there's a chiv of karas? But Vitani learned the Braisa. Says that afa pisha amru asa bikulon. The Braisa says regarding our Mishnah, that although it says in our Mishnah that these 5 things, all the things that it said, that they're forbidden, but le amru anish karas, however, the element of the punishment of karas was only said ella, ala eichel v'shaisa v'eisa malacha b'bad. It was only said regarding the one who eats and drinks and one who does the malacha that are forbidden to be done on Yom Kippurim. Does not include anointing and bathing and putting on shoes and marital relations. So from the Braisa it sees actually to the contrary. It sounds like that the terminology of usr sounds like karis, and the Braisa is saying, well, just you should know that although it says usr, the punishment of karis does not apply to all of them, only to eating, drinking, and malacha. That's contrary to what the Gemara's assumption was. The Gemara's whole question was based on what he's saying. How can you say usr? That sounds like it's something lower down, but it's more than that. It's karis. From the Braisa, it's clearly that actually that usr, it sounds like it's going on karis. And we're saying that, however, that doesn't apply to all the things. So that the Gemara answers that no. The Gemara's question was valid because usr is generally not used for something that's a chiv of karis. Hachikam, what the Braisa was saying was 2 different statements. Kisha amru usr, the Braisa first said, when it said in our Mishnah usr forbidden, lo amru ela b'kechatzi shir. It only said that regarding a half a shir, because of a kashir on the shkaris, because actually to the contrary, like the Gemara's question was, when it is the shir, then it's not just usr, but it actually is a punishment of karis. Then the Braisa was saying that afa pisha on the shkaris, now although when there is the shir, there will then be a punishment of karis, ein on the shkaris, el oichel v'shaisa v'isa malacha b'vad. However, and even then, when there will be the shir, the punishment of karis will only be for eating and drinking and for doing malacha. And therefore, it's not like the way the Gemara was asking from the Braisa that it sounds like that usr means the punishment of karis. No, there's 2 things. Usr is said only, that was said regarding everything, but that's only chatzi shir. And however, even when you do have a shir, that was only said regarding eating, drinking, and doing malacha. Now the Gemara says, based on the clarity that this Braisa just introduced from our Mishnah, the Gemara says, V'ibay seim, if you want, we could answer the original question that we had on the previous daf regarding this, how does it say usr? It's more than just usr, it's actually a chiv of karas. So the first teres the Gemara gave, which we had discussed in the previous daf, and the top of this daf, was saying that that's regarding chatzi shir, that we're saying that it's only usr and not chiv of karas. Now the Gemara says, if you want, you could say that kikitani, when our Mishnah told us usr, that it's forbidden, was asha'ara, that was going on the other items. Again, the Gemara comes to this second teres, as we see the Braisa makes such a clarification that the usr wasn't said on everything. And therefore, now the second test the Gemara is saying is that really the terminology of karis would have been used. The usr was used because regarding bathing and anointing, which there's no karis, that's why it said usr, the Tani Rab of Rabbi Yosef, Bishar Sifri de Bei Rav, like Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef taught in the other Sifri, which is called the Sifri, the other books of the Yeshiva of Rav, which since the primary is Tiris Kanam of a Yikra, the other ones are called of Bamid Ben Devarim, are called Sifri, which really means the books. The other books of the Yeshiva Rav, they learned the following Braisa that says, Minayin li Yom Kippurim, from where do you know regarding Yom Kippurim? She'asa berechitza, that's forbidden to bathe. Besicha of anointing, ubenilas asandla, putting on shoes, ubetash meshamita, and cohabitation. Tamaloy meshabas, and that's what the Pasuk teaches you when it says that one should desist, should cease. Shavais, that means to stop. Now, that's in the context of inui, of of the inuim that are the afflictions of Yom Kippur. Now, as Rashi clarifies, it's just like Shabbosim, when it says the terminology regarding Shabbos. The Rabbanan relied on that to introduce other malachis which were not in the Mishkan, because they weren't malachis gemurs, they weren't complete malachis, but the terminology of Shabbosim comes to include other things that are not mentioned. Here also Shabbosim regarding the inui, regarding affliction of Yom Kippurim, as it says, Shabbosim hi luchem ve'inisem, that says regarding that it should be a Shabbos and you should afflict yourself, that comes to include other inuyim, which are the ones written in the Torah, eating and drinking, as we're going to show, as the Gemara will later on throughout this daf, demonstrate how inuy is a reference to eating and drinking. Now, on that Shabbos, it comes to include other things which are included in inuy, which are these other items. However, they're not items that have charis, similar to as we include other things that regarding from Shabbosim, regarding other malachas that are not malachas gemurus of Shabbos, Rabban include from Shabbosim. Here also we find the same idea regarding Yom Kippurim, and that again is like the secretaries of the Gemara, that the reason why Mishnah said Aser, because not all of them have the punishment of Karas, like Achila and Shti, and doing malacha, and that's why regarding Rechitza, Sikha, Nilasan, Latash, Meshmita, we utilize the term of Aser, because they actually do not get Karas. Now the Gemara says Gufa, quoting from the Machlekes that was spoke about in the previous daf. We said that regarding Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yechonama Asa Min HaTorah, he says that it's forbidden Min HaTorah. And Rosh Lakish Shama Mutar Min HaTorah, he says permitted Min HaTorah. And that is, although it says certain Shiurim regarding certain Isurim of consumption, Rabbi Yechonama says it's only for the punishment. Regarding the Isur, it's even less than that Shir. And therefore, our Mishnah was very well understood according to him why it says Asir, because they're Toma Chatzi Shir. Rosh Lakish says, although our Mishnah says Asir, that was only rabbinically, but Min HaTorah, there is no Isser, less than the Shir that we know is regarding each item. Now the Gemara explains each opinion. B'yechonama asa min ha-Torah, he says it's forbidden min ha-Torah, even less than the Shir. And he says, because kiven the chazi litz terufei, since this forbidden item that you're eating, although you're eating less than the Shir, but it's fit to combine with more to then have the Shir, so isru ka'achal, quote, you're eating Isser, because it is something that its consumption, if you put together other pieces that would then make the requisite shir, would be the isser, so hence you're eating isser, because it also wouldn't combine after the fact, and therefore it's usser to eat it, even less than the shir. Rish Lakish amar mutar min ha-Torah, he says it's permitted min ha-Torah, and the reason is because, achilo am rachmana, the Torah tells you, consumption is forbidden. Now, v'leka, consumption is based on a certain amount. What's considered consumption? Achila, eating, is only a shir. Let's say kezayis or kesev sagasa. And hence, if you're not having that shir, you're not doing an achila. So therefore, your action was not an action of iser. So the logic they're both coming from, is this an object of iser? That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying, it's an object of iser, because it would combine with others. Obviously, it's the iser itself. Hence, it's forbidden. Whereas Rish Lakish says the logic is that, but your action is not an action, because although, yes, it might be an object of Isser, but it's only if you do it in the process which the Torah forbids it, which is Achila, and Achila is only the Shir, and if you didn't do the Shir, you didn't consume an object of Isser. Now the Gemara says, Eser Rabbi Yechon Shlakish. Rabbi Yechon asked on Shlakish, who says the Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah, he's going to prove that you see Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. Because the Brisa says as follows, Ein li elo kol sheyesh nebi oynish yesh nebi azara. Now this Bryce is talking about the prohibition of chalav, of consuming forbidden fats of an animal. Now, the Torah has the punishment of eating the chalav and the warning of eating the chalav right next to each other. And that's because the pasuk says, kol chalav shor v'chesev v'eiz le'soichlu. Not supposed to eat the forbidden fats from an ox and from a goat. And that's the warning. And right next to that it says, ki kol oichel chalav minat behema. It says, because whoever does eat the forbidden fats from an animal will be v'nechrusa, which that's the punishment. So therefore, the Brisa says, as we started quoting, that Ein li elu kol sheyeshni be'oinish yeshni ma'asar. So I would only know from the pasuk that it has these two things together, that only a type of a consumption that there is a punishment that would include in the warning in the prohibition of actually eating it, which would mean, and that's what it's being translated, especially the way Rabbi Yechon is trying to illustrate it, that I would only know something that has the shear of a punishment, which would then give you karis. Then you would have the azhara of eating it. Because regarding the einish, it doesn't say, as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, it says kol, which comes to include even everything. It's not on the chalev, it's only on the peoples that are eating it. Ki kol oichel chalev, whoever eats the chalev. So we would only think that it's only if you have the shear of the punishment, then you have the azhara of not eating it in the first place. And therefore, the Brisa says, kai, regarding a certain type of an animal, which there's a doubt if it's a chaya, a wild animal, or behemoth, or a domesticated animal, and therefore there's no punishment of karis, v'chatzi shir, and also when one eats less than a shir, that hoyel ve'ein ba'einish, since there's no punishment regarding these two items, so yochel ein ba'asar, you would think that there's actually no prohibition of eating, of even eating their fats. How do you know that there would be even a hazhara by them, where there's no punishment? Tamalim, that's a pasticha me'yikra, kol chelev, all fats. And that it says, kol chelev le'seichel, you shouldn't eat any fats. And here the kol is going on the chelev to say that even any amount, even a kol shri, even a minute amount of the chelev, one would be prohibited from eating. Now, so Rabbi Yochanan says, you see clearly that chatzi shir is included in the Torah of kol chelev. So you see, chatzi shir is awesome in that Torah, as we see by the chelev. We would think not, because it only says regarding punishment, so that's why we have to include that, no, even when there's no punishment, there is still a prohibition. But you see, chatzi shir is awesome in that Torah. And that Rish Lakish says, no, that's midrabanon b'kras machta be'alma. It's really only rabbinically prohibited, this half a shir. And this that we're saying, that it says kol chelev, it's like, sounds like the Torah is telling it to you, that any amount, even less than the shir, that's only what's called an asmachta, which the Chacham find an allusion to it in the Torah, but it's not actually biblically, it's only rabbinically. And actually, the Gemara says, hachanam istab, it actually makes more sense like Rish Lakish. And therefore, it actually sounds like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan, because the if you would think that this kai and this chatzi shir that we're talking about, that they're being included min ha-Torah in this prohibition of eating the fats, but kai svekahu, this kai is a type of animal that we have doubt. We don't know if it's a behema or if it's a chaya. Now, itzuch kra lasuya sveka, do I need a pasig to include a doubt in the chiyav? And that is because heaven knows what it is, if it's a behema or it's a chaya. So why would I need a pasuk to include it? Obviously, that it's only rabbinically that we're saying that it's going to be prohibited to eat, because we don't know what it is. But biblically, you can't come to include something. It either is a behema or it's a chaya. It either has forbidden fats or not. The Torah knows. The Torah wouldn't come to include a doubt. It must be rabbanan. They don't know. So rabbinically, we're saying, hey, it's forbidden, because we don't know what it is. It might be the forbidden fats, it might not be from the forbidden fats. And therefore, that would sound like it's the same thing as the chatzi shir, which is also min drabanan. That's not like Rabbi Yochanan, who he wanted to say that, no, you see, it's min ha-Torah. How could you say it's min ha-Torah? Where do you find a koi that's a doubt that the Torah is coming to tell you, hey, we're not sure, so it's going to be prohibited? What do you mean? Torah knows what it is, and therefore you would even get cursed, or it's totally permitted. And that thing where it says, no, it's not a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Because imishim holo iri, if this was your whole proof, that's not a raya. Because kasavri, they hold the tana of this brisa. We continue on to Amud Beis, koi beri b'fnei atmahi. They hold that the case of koi was not a doubt if it's a behemah chaya. It's actually its own third category. It's not a domesticated animal and it's not a wild animal. And therefore, that's not something that we would have known would be chayiv. Because although Torah knows what it is, but what is it? It's not a behemah or a chaya. What is its halachic status of its fats? And that is the fats of behemah chaya. One of them is permitted, one of them is aser. But what's this third category of kai? That's why the Torah had to include kai, but it could be it's min ha-Torah. But I would not have known what this third category would be. Just like chatzi shir is aser, min ha-Torah. And actually the Gemara says, de'iloi teima hachi, because if you don't say like Rabbi Yochanan, that it actually is its own barrier, it's its own creature, not that it's really a doubt if it's behemah chaya, and hence Rish Lakish's point that it must be not like Rabbi Yochanan, it must be rabbinically, because how could the Torah prohibit something that's just a doubt? But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it must be its own creature, and that's why it could be min ha-Torah, because hada amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin, because this Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin said in Sechtes Krisis, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that he says, af kol, in other words, this that it says in the Torah, kol dam lo yisaychu, all types of blood one should not consume, lo oif, lo behema, from a bird and from a domesticated animal. So in that he says, when the Torah says, it says, kol, lasuya kai, that was coming to include even this kai. Now, if you say kai svekahu, if like Rish Lakish is trying to say, that it's a case of doubt, and that's why he wanted to prove it must be rabbinically, because there's no doubt, klapi shmaya by heaven, Issach krol rabuya sveka? Do I need a pasik to include the blood of a doubt? Well, even if it's a doubt, if it's a behemah chaya, the blood of both are prohibited anyway. So why would I need a special ribuy of a doubt if we're talking about biblically? And even not biblically, even rabbinically wouldn't make sense because it's just a doubt. So why do I need a pasik to include a doubt? Elaber Yashani must be that it's its own creature. That's different. I would not have known that this new entity of creature, what's called kai, would be included in bird and chaya and behema, all these different things. And that's why I need a special ribuy. So Achinami Ber Yashani, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here also. Beri is different when it's its own creature. I would not have known Even Minator, even Klal Bishmai, even heaven would not know, so to speak, without a special ribui of Kol Chalef to say that that includes even this new entity, this new creature of Kai, and that's why it's not a riot or a shlokish, because you could say it's actually Chatzis Shir Zasa Minatayra, as it would sound like from the drush of Kol Chalef. And although Kai, then what's the pshat of including Kai that it's prohibited? Why would either it is prohibited or it's not? They know in heaven, it's not true. Because it's a third category, and that's why we need a special ribui for Kai too. Now the Gemara goes back to the fundamental of our Mishnah regarding the prohibition of inui, of these five inuim, that these are included in what's prohibited on Yom Kippur. So where do we know that that's a reference to afflicting oneself? That afflicting means not eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara illustrates. Tramban, when the Braisa. This is the first of three sources for the halacha that it means achil and shtia. It says in the pasuk, "Ta'anus nafshei seichem," you should afflict your souls on Yom Kippurim. Now, what does afflict mean? Yochol yeshiv bechama oy betzina kadesh yitzar. You would think it means sit in the sun all day and sweat, or sit in the cold so that you should be in pain. Afflict yourself. And those who only know Torah shebiksav, that they deny the oral law, they say, "Yeah, but afflict yourself." Now, what does any Torah, what does any mitzvah in the Torah mean if you don't have the definition of Torah shebapeh? So you would think it means to say sit in the sun, sit in the cold. That's what the pasuk teaches over there. It says v'chol malacha loisasu, and you shouldn't do any work. Now the comparison teaches us ma malacha sheval tasa, just like work. The prohibition of doing malacha on Yom Kippur means sit and don't do. It means to say to not do an action. Af inu nefesh sheval tasa. So to afflicting oneself means to sit and not do. In other words, don't do something that would take away from you the inu that you're experiencing. Now. That only applies to the things that are mentioned in our Mishnah, which is not eating, not drinking, not bathing. Don't do the thing, which is eating and drinking and bathing and anointing and tashm, that will take away the affliction that you're experiencing. And therefore, it can't mean to go sit in the sun, to go, because that's actually requiring you to do an action to afflict yourself. But we see from the comparison to malacha, it doesn't mean to do something to afflict. It means to passively allow the affliction and don't negate that affliction by doing something to undo that. Well, however, the Gemara asks in that Ve'ema Heched Yosef B'Shimshav Chaimle. Maybe, but however, it could still be regarding the sun and the cold. And it means to say that when you're sitting in the sun and it's getting hot for you, Loinemele Kum Tu Betula. We don't tell him to get up and sit in the shade. Or Yosef Betula V'Karle. If he's sitting in the shade and it's cold for him, Loinemele Kum Tu B'Shimshav. We don't tell him to get up and sit in the sun. Maybe that's the same as Malacha in that sense of. Sheval tasa, sit where you are, experience the affliction that you're experiencing in the sun or the cold, and don't do an action to remove that. Maybe that's what it's referring to. However, on that the Gemara says again, dumi de malacha. Again, comparing it to malacha. Ma malacha loichel akta ba, just like regarding malacha, forbidden activity on Yom Tov, Yom Kippurim, there's no differentiation, no matter what the situation is, you're not allowed to do one of the malachas. So to regarding the affliction, there's no differences, and that is in all situations, it would be prohibited, but regarding the sun and the cold, that wouldn't be in all situations, because if you're sitting, then there's affliction, but if you're not sitting in the sun or the cold, then there's no commandment to go ahead and sit in the sun or the cold. Hence, the element of temperature would not be in all situations. Therefore, we see that it's regarding eating and drinking, which applies in all situations. If you just don't eat or drink, you're already experiencing affliction, and therefore, in all situations, there's going to be the prohibition of eating and drinking and seicha and all the other different cases. That's how we know that to afflict oneself means the inuim of our Mishnah and not just sitting in the sun and experiencing pain. Tanyanich, we learned another braisa, a different source for the interpretation of the Torah Shabbat, which our Mishnah tells us. Says in the pasuk Ta'anus Nafshei Seichem, you should afflict yourself. Now again, Yochel Yeshiv Bechama Ubetzin Labitzar. You would think sit in the sun, sit in the cold, experience pain, afflict yourself. That's what the literal words of Teresh B'Ksav said. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches, and that's how we know through the exposition of Teresh B'Peh. It says V'Chol Malacha Lo Yisasu, and all forbidden work one should not do on Yom Kippur. Now, Ma Malacha Dabar Shechayov No B'Makam Acher. Now, the way this Braisa interprets it is just like forbidden activity is something that's forbidden elsewhere too, which is that you get karis like over Yom Kippurim if you do it. The same thing is we find by Shabbos. So it has to be something that we find somewhere else that has the same prohibition. Af Inu Nefesh Shechayov No B'Makam Acher. So too, when we're comparing it to the affliction of the soul, has to be something that one is chayfrid somewhere else, which is regarding eating. Now, where do we find eating also prohibited somewhere else? Zeh pigel v'naisa. That would mean, I would find that by pigel v'naisa, something that was a forbidden thought about it, that he's going to sacrifice it at a later point in time when he's doing the avodah of the carbon, or when it's actually left over that time. So these are things that are forbidden to eat. So you see that there is prohibition of eating somewhere else. Therefore, inu nefesh should also be an affliction of eating, because we find that to be prohibited somewhere else also. However, the Braisa says, now, avi pigel v'naisa shem bekaras, I would only have included in what is the affliction of prohibiting one to eat and drink on Yom Kippurim, only, let's say, to eat and drink pigel anaisa, which anyways has a chiv of karas. But I would not have known that it's also prohibited to eat tevel specifically as its own isra of eating Yom Kippurim, of ta'anus nafshe seichem, of untithed produce, which doesn't have that great isra of karas. That's what the Pasuk teaches, and the Braisa will continue. Many things that are included, because there's many times that it repeats in the Torah, ta'anu, to afflict yourself, and there's another Pasuk, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, afflict your souls. Reba, that includes many types of afflictions, which that would include even tevel. Now, aviha tevel should be misa, but I still would have only included tevel, untithed produce, that is included in the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippurim of affliction, which, because there's at least a punishment of death. It might not be karas, but it's something that there is misa min hashamayim. But with the obvious nevelish in the misa, I would not have included that there's the isra of ta'anus nafshei seichem regarding eating a not properly slaughtered animal, which, although there's a negative prohibition, but one does not get death for that. Tamalim and ta'anu, again, included from all the different ribuyim that it mentions many times in Torah, ta'anu, afflict yourself, v'nisim nafshei seichem, afflict your souls. Reba comes to include even a nevela. Now, even more, we're reaching further in what the prohibition of the eating that's included in ta'anu. Avias nevelu, shubalav. However, I would have included only eating a carcass of an animal, which is at least a negative prohibition. However, not included regular unconsecrated produce, which is regular food, which is no negative prohibition to eat on a regular day. I would have thought to say maybe that's not something that's included in the comparison to malacha, that it has a prohibition somewhere else. Therefore, I would say that that's permitted to eat on Yom Kippurim. Tamalim et ta'anu, again, it's included from all the different times it mentions, afflict yourself, and nisim tafshei seichem. Reba, it includes even for a prohibition of eating chulin. Now, avi achulin, said the Braisa, I would have included chulin she'ena b'kum achal, which, although it's permitted the rest of the year, but there's no positive commandment to go ahead and eat a slice of pizza. But v'loy avi yasad chuma shuhi b'kum achal, but I would not have included that it's prohibited to eat on Yom Kippurim, truma, which has a positive commandment to eat it. Tamalayma, again, ta'anu v'snisim es nafshei seichem, Reuben includes even truma. However, the Braisa continues and says, aviyasa truma, so I would have said, okay, fine, truma is also aser, because she'ena b'bal tesiru, there's no negative prohibition of leaving it over from the time of how long you have to be able to eat it. But v'li aviyasa kachim she'ena b'bal tesiru, I would not have included kachim, sanctified karbanos, which, that maybe I would think that you could eat on Yom Kippurim, because not only is there a mitzvah, but there's a negative prohibition of leaving it over from its time that's allowed to be eaten. And if you're not going to eat Yom Kippurim, it's going to possibly become nicer. Tamalayma ta'anu. That's what, again, that's even included in ta'anu. And nisim nafshei seichem Reuben includes even kachim. So we go through the whole hierarchy of what's most obvious that it's prohibited to eat, to the most chidush, that even kachim, they're all included in ta'anu nafshei seichem, that one cannot even eat kachim, one cannot eat anything on Yom Kippurim. So again, however, that's the source of the Braisa that we learned from the comparison of Ta'anus Nafshei Seichem to Malacha. Just like Malacha, we find the Chiv elsewhere, so too by Ta'anu, which we're saying we must interpret as the Chiv of that elsewhere, which is we find regarding consumption, so therefore it implies to the Isra of eating and drinking. Now, however, the Braisa does say, V'im Nafshech Loima, however, if you have some type of a response to disprove this first Halacha, this first comparison, I'm comparing it to Malacha, and to say that it's lav davka, not necessarily would it be a reference to eating and drinking, but harayoyim, then I have another pasuk, a different proof, which will prove that ta'anus nafshei seichem is an affliction that applies to the loss of one's soul that's inside the cavity of one's body, which, as the Braisa will illustrate, that's a reference to eating and drinking, because the pasuk says, v'havadati as a nefesh ahi, that I will destroy that soul if he violates the halachas of Yom Kippurim. Now, on that terminology, as the Tosafot Shem says, from the fact that it says the terminology of ibud, which doesn't usually say that, it usually says a term of karis, why does it change the term? To tell you that almost that's like midah keneged midah, but someone who violates it, because on Yom Kippurim you have to have an inui shehu avedas hanefesh. You have to have an affliction that's a loss of one's soul. Now, the ezeh zeh, what is that? That's an affliction that one feels a loss of one's soul. That's a reference to eating and drinking, where there's a weakness of the person's spirit. That's how we know that it would mean ve'inisim esnavashtecha means regarding eating and drinking. Now the Gemara asks on the Braisa, ma'ivim nafshach leima, what was wrong with the first comparison of malacha to ve'inisim to show that it's a reference to eating, that it had to say, but if you want and you have a problem with that, I have another source. So that the Gemara says, because if you're going to say, ba'rayis kamishto yikra, maybe the pasuk is talking about, when it says ve'inisim, it's a reference to an affliction of marital relations. That's because marital relations, A, first of all, it's called inui, as the Gemara will shortly demonstrate. And one is also chayiv karis elsewhere, for example, in the case of arayis. So that would be fit both criteria of malacha, where there's a chayiv karis elsewhere, and it's something that's called inui. So maybe that's what the pasuk says, that's forbidden on Yom Kippurim. Is the one has to experience the affliction of cohabitation. On that is what the Braisa continues says, therefore I have another pasuk which will clearly demonstrate that's a reference to eating and drinking, because it says, that I will destroy the soul. That means to say that inushiyesh ba'avedis nefesh, it means to say regarding what was forbidden, is an affliction that is a loss of soul. What is that? Zachil v'shtia. That's a reference to eating and drinking. That was the second Braisa that was proving when it says affliction regarding Yom Kippur, it means a reference to eating and drinking. The third source is Debei B'Shmol Tana. Then the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following braisa. Nemer kan inu, it says here regarding Yom Kippurim affliction. V'nemer lahalan inu, it says over there by the man, also the terminology of affliction, as it says in Devarim Ches, v'ya'ancha v'yarivecha, that he afflicted you and he made you hunger. So malahalan inu ro'oven, just like over there is an affliction of hunger, avkan inu ro'oven, also over here it's an affliction of hunger, and therefore you see clearly that it's the affliction of Yom Kippurim is regarding eating and drinking, not sitting out in the sun or out in the cold. Now, the Gemara asks, V'nelef, but let's learn from a pasuk in Bereishis, as we just mentioned this before, Mim ta'an es benoisai, love and told Yaakov, he says, but if you afflict my daughters, you shouldn't go ahead and take on more wives. And as the Gemara later on explains, that's a reference to Tashmish, to not giving them the marital relations that you are obligated to give them. So you see that Inui could be a reference to marital relations, so why are we comparing it to the man compared to the pasuk over there by Lavan, where we see that it could be a reference to cohabitation? Now the Gemara answers, Doni inu derabim, we would rather learn affliction that applies to the masses, which is Yom Kippurim, which applies to all the Jewish people, mi inu derabim, from the affliction that also applied to all the people, which is the consumption of the man, was something that was also some type of a inui and some type of a hunger, but it applied to all the Jewish people, and that's what we'd rather learn from there, that we see that the affliction is a reference to hunger. Ve'ein dan an inu derabim, we're not going to learn that an inu that applies to the masses, which is the inui of Yom Kippurim, mi inu deyachet, from the affliction of an individual, with that pasuk by Lavan, was an affliction of cohabitation of an individual. However, the Gemara still asks, v'neilov mi inu de mitzrayim, but there's another pasuk, which is affliction that mentions when the Jewish people were in Egypt, like it says a pasuk in Devarim, it says, Vayar es onyenu, Hashem saw our affliction. Now, Vermina, we explained that, what does that mean? So, precious derech eretz, that means a removal of the way of the land, which is a euphemism for cohabitation, that the Egyptians did not allow us to have cohabitation, and that was the inu that we experienced. So you see, and that's an inu derabim, that was the entire Jewish people that experienced that inu. So again, maybe when it says about benisim et nafshei seichem, that you one should afflict oneself on Yom Kippur, maybe it's a reference just to the inui of Tashmish Amita. How do you know it's a reference to the inui of eating and drinking? El, rather, the Gemara says, you're right, done in inu b'dei shemayim, the reason why we're learning it from the man is because we would rather learn up an affliction that's happening by the hands of heaven. That's because Yom Kippurim is a mitzvah of the king, in other words, from Hashem. Me'inu b'dei shemayim, also from the affliction that came from Hashem, which was the affliction of the man. Ve'in dan in inu b'dei shemayim, me'inu b'dei adam. However, we're not going to learn out the affliction of heaven, which is Hashem's commandment, that we should afflict ourselves from the inu, from the affliction that happens from a mankind, which is this removal of cohabitation from between the spouses. That's something that would happen not from b'dei shemayim, like the man, but rather b'dei adam, and therefore we would rather learn that out from the man, and if it's just like by the man, it meant hunger, so to hear afflicting oneself in Yom Kippurim, it means hunger. Now, the Gemara elaborates on this pasuk in the Devarim that we were talking about. We said regarding the man that there was v'yancha v'yarivecha, that he afflicted you and he made you hungry. Now it says in the pasuk, ha'machilcha man b'midbar, Hashem who gave you mana in the desert, l'mana noischa, so as to afflict you. Now the question that the Gemara is grappling with is, why would the man, which had every taste in the world, which was everything a person could dream of, consider affliction that we're then learning out over there that there was some type of hunger, and therefore we're saying that just like by the man it was hunger, so too over here it was hunger. So, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they give different interpretations. Chadam, one says, Eina doima mishi yesh lepas basali. You can't compare someone that has bread in his basket, lemisha ein lepas basali, to someone that doesn't have bread in his basket. That is, someone that, although every day he's getting food, however, he eats today, but he's worried, what's going to be tomorrow? I don't know that I'm going to get food tomorrow. And the Jews in the desert, they had to rely on what they got every single morning. So although they got whatever they wanted, but there was a certain worry that they had, anxiety regarding what's going to be tomorrow, and they didn't have bread in the basket as insurance. That was that type of affliction that they experienced through the month. Chadam, the other one says, that you can't compare someone that sees and eats to someone that doesn't see and eat. And that is, although the consumption of the man, a person was able to taste whatever he wanted, whatever he dreamt of, but when he looked at it, the only thing he saw was man, and therefore he didn't have the same pleasure. That was the affliction that we experienced with the man, that you weren't able to see that hot slice of pizza, that good hot piece of meat. You didn't see it, therefore you didn't experience with the same geschmack, the same flavor as one would experience if one was able to see it. Now, Amar Rav Yisus says on this, and Rav Yisus himself was blind, and he says, Mikan remez lesumen. This is an allusion to a blind person, that they eat and never satiated, that they should know that this is the reason for their experience, because since they cannot see, they cannot fully get satiated, because part of the pleasurable experience of eating is actually the viewing of it. Now, Abaye says, Hilkach, therefore, man disle sudasa, someone that has a meal, he should only eat it during the daytime, because that's the only time when you can fully see it. Although the Gemara later on, the coming daf will explain that it actually means at nighttime, but to have a torch and to be able to see, but it's the idea that you should be able to see your food, and only then are you fully satiated. Now, Amr Bzeir Mikro, he says, this concept that we're extrapolating over here, that the viewing of it is makes it more pleasurable. What's the pasuk that illustrates this? This is a pasuk in Kehelis that says, Toiv Marianayim. It's better the viewing of the eyes, Mehalach Nafesh, from the going of the soul. And that is, although there's the pleasure of that, the soul is experiencing with the eating, but it's the eyes that really bring it out, and that makes it more pleasurable. And that's the idea that we said, why there was affliction by the man, and that's how we learn out that that's the hunger of the affliction of the man, that we say the same thing applies to hunger of the affliction of Yom Kippurim. Now, Amar Shlakish, Shlakish has a different interpretation in that pasuk of Kehelis that we just brought down. He says, what does it mean, better the viewing of the eye than the going of the soul? He says, Toiv Marianayim Be'isha. It's better the viewing of one's eye of the woman, Yesim Meguvi Shamaisa, more than the act itself with the woman. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk. That pasuk was just brought, Toiv Marianayim. It's better the viewing of the eyes. It's more pleasurable to just view it, Mehalach Nafesh, than actually experiencing with one's soul. And that's why Tesi Hashem says, that's why one has to be so careful with items, with improper things that one sees, because that's more enticing, it's more pleasurable for the person than the act of cohabitation itself.